Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode. In today's episode, I want to talk about micronutrient deficiency because while everyone generally knows how to eat healthy and what to eat, there is still an epidemic of nutrition-related health conditions. So let's get started. Welcome to the Health After 30 podcast. I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting health success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started. So when we think about nutrition, we often think about the macronutrients. These are the proteins, the fats, the carbohydrates. This is putting together a nice salad with a side of fish, and we're generally eating healthy. We know how to do that. And while these macronutrients are important for a functioning body, we often don't really think about the micronutrients that we're taking in. And micronutrients are the vitamins, they're the minerals needed by the body in really small amounts. And their impact on our body is pretty critical. And if there are any deficiencies, it can lead to a variety of health problems. So these micronutrients have a pretty essential range of functions. They help in enabling the body to produce enzymes and also hormones, and they're needed for the normal growth and development, not only as adults, but also as a fetus and a growing child. Some of the most common deficiencies are iron, which can lead to fatigue, just constant exhaustion, and also a difficulty in fighting infections. Vitamin A is another example, also leaves us susceptible to infections. And iodine is another one, which, I mean, a lack in iodine can lead to mental development delays, but also so much more, right? But in essence, a micronutrient deficiency can lead to a decrease in overall health and well-being. And in a developed world, we don't necessarily think about it because we live in an abundance where we assume diet has it all covered. And for many years, I practiced solely as a food-based nutritionist. But the thing is, there was always something needed to be addressed additionally. So why should we be worried about micronutrient deficiency in a developed world? For one reason, it's a lack in the diverse diet, or a lack in a nutritious diet that includes micronutrient-rich foods. Another reason is poor absorption of micronutrients, and this is related to poor gut health. There's also stress, which no one's prone to, and it affects our micronutrient status in several ways because it increases the body's demand for certain micronutrients. And this can affect the absorption and utilization of these, which can lead to deficiencies over time. Then there's also pregnancy, where we have a higher need for all of these micronutrients. And if this is not addressed, then it can lead to depletion for the mother and also for the fetus. Then we've got climate change. No one is also prone to climate change, and this affects our micronutrient availability due to the change in the weather patterns, water availability, and also soil fertility. So combined all of these factors, and it contributes to the micronutrient deficiency epidemic, which millions of people are experiencing. So if you're affected by any of these things, and let's face it, stress, climate change, soil fertility, everyone's affected by that, we might be experiencing a micronutrient deficiency. So with this in mind, if we're not repleting micronutrients, we end up with a depletion. And if you're low in energy and you're constantly getting sick, or if you're just not feeling 100%, then micronutritional repletion might actually be what you need. So there are a few ways to replete a nutritional deficiency, and depending what the deficiency is, it can change, but these are the top three things. So obviously, one of the first things is dietary modification, having a variety of nutrient-dense foods. And this means knowing specifically what foods are rich in, for example, iron, iodine, vitamins A, B, C, D. We need to know where we can source these. Then we also have supplementation and nutraceuticals. This is one of the most efficient ways to kind of replete a depletion, but we need to consider how long to take them, what cofactors support absorption, or what cofactors might block and compete for other nutrients. And thirdly, we need to address our gut health to make sure that we're absorbing all the nutrients that we are consuming. But by addressing these three things, we start to work on this depletion. And then in essence, we will start working on how our energy is feeling, how our overall vitality is feeling, how our overall health is feeling. So perhaps this episode is enough to start making you think, hey, I'm going to be a bit more conscious and aware of like where I'm getting my nutrients from. Am I getting a diverse change? Am I supplementing where I need to be supplementing? Am I looking after my gut health to make sure all of these nutrients are absorbing, metabolizing, and have the proper bioavailability in our body? Then that's awesome. And please finish this podcast and start doing that. But if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh gosh, I might need a little bit more one-on-one help here, I might need to be walked through this, then I encourage you to get in touch, because I help people, specifically women and also women who have given birth, so mothers, do exactly this, to replete a depletion. And if you're listening to this in present time, which is January 2023, then you also have the chance to be a part of a beta program, which I'm about to launch in the coming weeks. So if this interests you, or you know someone who really might benefit from that, then please have a look at the show notes and follow the link below to get started on that journey there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Be well, and I'll catch you next time.